Welcome to this week's edition of Tiger Talk. My name is Will Kohmeyer. I'm the Vice President of Marketing and Community Relations at one of the premier community colleges in the entire country, Northeast Mississippi Community College. Time now to bring in our president, Dr. Ricky Ford, and his weekly message.
Good morning, and thank you, Will, for an opportunity again to share with our Northeast family some things that are going on, things that are happening. You know, first of all, we want to stop just a moment and pause and just have a time where we reflect upon some of our Northeast family that are going through difficult times right now. You know, the first, let you know that we are thinking about the Murphy family, Tracy Murphy and Chris and their entire family for the loss of Tracy's mom, and also her dad passed away too. So this is a very difficult time for her and for her family too. So we want to remember them. Also want to remember Teresa Estes's family and the loss of her mother-in-law. Also Jeff Williams and the loss of his father-in-law. And these obviously are difficult times, and we need to make sure that we remember our Northeast people moving forward, and also continue to remember the Powell family, as of course we all lost a great friend and colleague in Mr. Jeffrey Powell a week before last. So we want to continue to remember the Powell family. You know, currently we have many guidelines in place. Last week I sent out to you some guidelines concerning social distancing and that type thing, as far as getting prepared for our classrooms opening and our campus opening back up. So we were fortunate to be able to open the campus back up on July the 1st. And first and foremost, we've got to make sure that we concentrate on keeping everyone safe. Currently, we're in the process of getting some guidelines out to you in case there is a positive test. And those guidelines have not been completed, but we're getting close to completion. So we'll have those in place very shortly. We have had some people that have tested positive, and some that have been around some folks that have tested positive. And of course, immediately, the first thing to do would be to put those people in quarantine. So we're working on those guidelines, and we'll certainly get those out to you also. You know, it's a really good thing that we opened our campus back up on July the 1st, because this was something that we had talked about, especially since the COVID cases increased and spiked back up to 800 to 1,000 daily there for a few days. We even contemplated not even opening the campus back on July the 1st, but we felt like that we needed this opportunity to prepare for our August the 3rd opening up for our students when we started classes, because we felt like it would be very unwise to just open the campus up on August the 3rd and then experience some things and not know how to deal with them. So this has given us an opportunity to deal with some things that have popped up that normally we would not know how to do that. So this has allowed us to deal with some things before 3,000 plus students gets here, and then we have what I would call a disaster on our hands. So we're moving forward and getting ready to open the classrooms up and dealing with things as they happen on a daily basis sometimes. One thing that we've got to do, all of us, and we must prepare ourselves to be completely flexible with our schedule. When I say that, it means that we may need to change our schedule in the middle of the day, the middle of the afternoon, the middle of the week, something like that. So I would encourage people to be open and be ready to be flexible in our schedule and change some things around if we have to very quickly. You know, I've tried to tell everybody, you know, if we do certain things, you know, we would be pretty safe. And those three things are this. We need to distance ourselves from large groups of people. You know, we don't need to get in large groups and then just start. I've often said, you know, we're a hugging society. We like to hug people. We like to put our arms around people and that type thing. And sometimes it's hard to refrain from doing that. So I'm just saying that we do need to refrain from doing that. We need to distance ourselves. That's the first thing. The second thing is that we need to practice sanitation procedures as far as keeping our hands washed, either washing with soap and water or with disinfectant or something like that periodically throughout the day. And this removes the germs and things like that, which would eventually get to our face and will transmit the disease if we've picked it up by touching things. So that's the second thing. And the third thing, and this is a controversial subject, because some people just simply will not wear a mask. But I encourage you to consider wearing masks out in a public where there's large venues and a lot of people are around. Or if you're in a closed space, such as a classroom or an office, and there are 10 or more people in that room, and people are breathing the same air over and over again, I would encourage you to consider wearing a mask. So those three things in combination, I think, would eliminate this pandemic for all purposes that we're concerned with here. So I would encourage you to take those three guidelines and kind of instill them within your everyday activities. But keep in mind that we could experience a lot of changes within the next month or two, because we've got to come to the reality that schools could close. Community colleges could close their doors and do only distance learning. High schools could close their doors and only do distance learning. IHL schools could be the same way. So we've got to keep that in mind, that all those things could happen. All extracurricular activities could be stopped. And we could not have football games. We could not have basketball games. And the band could not perform. So it affects a lot of people, but we've got to keep in mind that that's a very good possibility that those things could happen. So it makes it all the more important that we practice these guidelines that I've just talked about. And during this process, we must encourage each other to do these things. And we must also encourage our students to do these things too. And then also we must encourage our students to keep moving forward. And, you know, don't get so involved with all these guidelines and things that we fail to live our life, and we fail to do the jobs that we're paid or required to do in the classroom and on campus. So I would encourage you to encourage everyone else. Also, keep in mind that all of our schedules are still intact. Football season is the first extracurricular activity that happens when we start the school. So we're going to continue to have football season. We have moved it back 2 weeks. It will start September the 10th. We will play 4 home games and 4 away games. We do have a reduced schedule of 8 ball games. So we still have plans to move forward with football season and also for our band to perform at home games. So we're looking at criteria and putting that in place for our band to perform. We're still planning on having our tailgating prior to the home football games. So we encourage you to come out and participate in those things. Of course, we'll have all the guidelines in place and everything there too. So I know this is difficult times. It's trying times. Sometimes we get frustrated, but if that happens, just take a step back and take a deep breath and say, okay, we're going to get through this. And I encourage each and every one of you. And again, let me say how much I am so thankful for each and every one of you and the attitude you've shown and the spirit of just cooperating with everything and with the attitude, what can I do to help? And that is fantastic. And I appreciate all of you so much. And the Northeast spirit has really come through in flying colors in a lot of ways. So moving forward, let's just say that we appreciate you. And as always, go Tigers.
Thank you so much, Dr. Ford, for your time. As always, lots of information in this week's message as well. Can't thank you enough once again for your time. Hey, before we wrap this one up, don't forget you can also stay up to date with everything happening here at Northeast Mississippi Community College by following us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, you name it. Just follow Northeast Mississippi Community College. But for now, we will wrap up this week's show. Special thanks to Michael Miller for all he does to get us on the air this week and every week for Tiger Talk. So for our president, Dr. Ricky Ford, I'm Will Kohlmeyer saying thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next week right here on Tiger Talk.